Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Jury selection continues today in the trial of Derek Chauvin, the former police officer charged in the death of George Floyd. Yesterday, the judge in Minneapolis dismissed two jurors who said they'd have trouble being impartial after hearing that the city of Minneapolis would pay $27 million to Floyd's family in a civil settlement. Here's how one of those anonymous jurors put it.
I would say especially that dollar amount was kind of shocking to me, that kind of sent a message that the city of Minneapolis felt that something was wrong.
NPR national correspondent Adrian Florido joins us now from Minneapolis. Adrian, welcome.
Hi, Peter. Thank you.
And yeah, lawyers have been jockeying over this jury. It's been tough to find jurors that say they can be impartial in such a high-profile case. What is the latest on the state of this jury?
Well, there was this setback yesterday that you mentioned when the judge dismissed those two jurors. Since then, three more have been seated, so the jury now stands at 10 people. They're going to need 12 plus two alternates to constitute a full jury. And, you know, Peter, I think, you know, the issue has, I guess, not been so much the issue of finding jurors who say they can be impartial. In fact, a lot of potential jurors are coming into the courtroom and saying they can be impartial. Mm-hmm. Almost everyone, though, has come in saying that they have a negative opinion, or at least a somewhat negative opinion, of the defendant, Derek Chauvin. And so the challenge for the defense has been kind of deciding which of those people it believes when they say they can be impartial. And that's kind of what is taking up a lot of the time and the questioning as attorneys question these potential jurors, to try to get as much of a sense of what is in these people's hearts and minds. And so that is kind of why this process is prodding along kind of slowly. It has been a slow process, but you know, the judge set aside 3 weeks for jury selection, where we've got 10 jurors seated, and so things are going a little bit ahead of schedule.
What about this civil lawsuit settlement from earlier in the week? The city will pay $27 million to the family of George Floyd. Have we heard from the family about that? How are they responding?
They said in a press conference after that announcement that they were satisfied with the settlement. They thought it demonstrated the city of Minneapolis's acknowledgement that what happened to George Floyd was not okay, and they obviously are understand that it's separate from the criminal case, and they are hoping for a guilty verdict in the criminal case.
That is a lot of money. Where's the city going to get it?
It is a lot of money. The city is self-insured. It has a fund for legal settlements. The problem that we've learned in the last couple of days, based on local reporting from the Star Tribune, is that $27 million is more than the city has in that fund. So they're going to have to dip into their general fund to pay out some $3 or $4 million of those $27 million. It's going to cost the city a pretty penny.
All right. Well, police have announced that they're going to reopen the intersection where George Floyd died last year. It's now a memorial site known as George Floyd Square. It's been closed off to traffic, but it's also in an area that has seen a fair amount of violence. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, this is an area that was transformed after Floyd's killing by members of the community who blocked off intersections and have guarded it day and night for almost a year now, sort of transforming it into this space of reflection and mourning and memorial. It has had some incidences of violence, including a police shooting including a member of the community who was shot by another member of the community about 2 weeks ago. There's been some jockeying, as you said, with city officials who want to kind of restore that intersection to the traffic intersection that it used to be. And there's still a lot of tension with the community over that issue.
NPR's Adrian Florido in Minneapolis. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Peter.